are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
The girls are gonna have to run us our things in 10 years. I say 10 years because, like, 10 years means you actually did something and you did it well for a long period of time. So 10 years from now, when y'all realize the girl's been stealing our formula.
I never knew I had so many friends.
what was your objection to 10, though? What was you about to say?
I was about to say, I would say we're literally, like, I'll give it 2 years away from, like, breaking a ceiling. Like, if even that. Like, I feel like the growth in, like, the way the podcast is... Okay, you know, I speak life into everything. But I feel like with the growth of the podcast and the way everything been going, I feel like we've been doing pretty good. Like I feel like people like, that's what I wanted. I'm meant to get a popsicle. Fuck. I don't even got no water or nothing. But
it's the fact that my microphone was not even near my mouth this whole time. So I'm going to have to try to fix that. But okay, here we are.
It's okay. Hey, guys. What you drinking?
What it look like I'm drinking? Take a guess.
I don't know, because Heavenly be putting, Dr. Heavenly be putting cognac and hug coffee mugs, so I don't know what's in that.
That's my sister. This is a Simply Spiked. I still got some from last week, because I don't be drinking. I had bought a six-pack. It was on sale for $7. I said, yeah, I'll take it.
Are they decent?
They just give you a nice little, you know, a nice little zzz. You don't even get a full buzz. It's just like a zzz. You know,
A little
zzz. I don't like being drunk or tipsy. It really does not do well for me anymore.
I haven't been drunk in so fucking long. Like, I feel like the last time I was drunk, like drunk was probably like, even when you was out here, I wasn't drunk. I was feeling good. But like, I feel like last year, like June.
Aw, I miss you.
I miss you more. I can't throw it
Ever get used to hearing that again. I was drunk.
I'm marking this episode down in history forever.
First of all my friends have a heart attack anytime I tell them I love them. I'm like, y'all don't have to hear it to know it, okay? Just accept it. My best friend Ella, she keep thinking I'm finna jump because when I tell her I love her, I'm like, what's going on?
Because you're not that person. You're not emotional with us. Like, you're like that, like, weird-ass kid in the corner of the classroom that you come, like, they're very nice to you, but you don't really bother them until they bother you. Like, you're not asking them to borrow a pencil, but they offer you a pencil and they see you got one. You take the fucking pencil. And so we're always going to take the I love yous and the I miss yous. I'm like, yes, we got one.
That's literally my personality, though. I was definitely that kid in high school. So you hit that on the head. What was I about to say, though? What made me say that? Damn, I forgot. I do want to ask real quick, how often do you shave? Because I was having this conversation with another bottom the other day. I just wanted to know, how often do you shave? No, there was no transition there at all. I really just wanted to know. Sorry.
Like my asshole or like my body or like my face?
I mean, give it to me. I don't know. Shit. Face? I was specifically talking about your asshole, but, you know.
Oh. Face, like, maybe, like, every other day. Sometimes, maybe, like, every other day. Because my skin is super sensitive. So, once my hair start growing in, like, my face will break out. So, I try to always keep it down so I can, like, make sure it's smooth and shit like that. My asshole is really, like, kind of, like, dependent on, like, what I got planned. Like, if I'm linking with a nigga and I know he, like, don't really like hair, like, I always keep, I like a little fuzz on my asshole, but I don't like tons of it. So I always try to make sure that, like, it's, like, there but not there. My dick, I shave probably, like, maybe every other month. Because I like having, like, a little surprise there, but I like having, like, I don't like tons of hair on my dick. I like hairy dicks, but I don't like my dick hair, if that makes sense. Plus, it makes it look bigger.
Okay. I cannot tell you the last time I shaved. I don't know. I think if I had to guess, just based off, like, my Snapchat, like, lockbox, what they call it on Snapchat?
Wild. Private? My eyes only?
No, yeah, my eyes only. just based on that, I think the last time I shaved was like the end of 2020 or early 2021.
You're not hairy. You don't get hairy.
But that's what I was about to say. I'm not a super hairy person. Like my hair don't grow fast. Like nothing on me grows fast. So even though I haven't shaved in that long, I might have shaved once in between the end of 2020 and like a year ago. Wow. But I don't remember a time before that, honestly. But I'm not a hairy person. Like my dick is bushy, but it's not like crazy. I don't get crazy hair on my thighs. Plus I'm dark skinned, so it's like it be getting disguised a little bit. But it's not long, it's not nappy, it's just like it just don't grow. I mean, but it's grown out, but it's like not like, you know, furry puss. Now I do like me a furry puss though. I'm just saying.
Okay. See, and that'd be my issue. Like I like sometimes guys in like thongs and shit like that. So I don't want to see a big wolf pie coming out your thong and out your out your jock strap. I don't want to see that. That shit remind me of like, I don't know, like some 70s.
I
want to
see it. I love like a big bubble ass that's hairy all the way around the thighs. Like Flashman Wade, you know him?
I love him. You know that's my brand. That's my brand.
Perfect. So and he got like hair that grows just a little bit on his back. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, ooh, that's a man. And there was a time when I subscribed for those scat videos. I'm not going to lie. I did it.
Oh, I literally watched them on Twitter. I'm like, this is hot. I like watching like guys take shits. But I'm more so watching for like the facial expression and the grunting, and I'm more so like I like when they take a shit and then they turn around and pee. I like watching the pee more than the shit, but I like the combo.
Welcome to the Boys Next Door.
Wait, bitch. You just left me out there, bitch. You're not about to do me like that. Don't do me like that. They're gonna come for me, bitch. Don't leave me stranded.
Weekly scat positive program.
Scat positive. That's crazy.
That might be the name of this episode. Scat positive program. We're gonna get banned. Nobody's ever gonna listen to us. We're never gonna get picked up. This is gross.
But the truth of the matter is, all our episode titles that have the wildest fucking names do the fucking best though. Like Mrs. Frizzle's Trick Hole, whatever the fuck it is the wildest fucking name ever. Numbers.
Because it's always just like, I get that from two of my favorite podcasts. I don't know if I don't want to be corny and shout them out because I don't want people to think I'm like dick riding, because you know how people be, but.
You might as well.
Okay, two of my favorite podcasts, The Read and The Friend Zone. Whenever their episodes like upload and I see the title, I'm like, what the fuck could have possibly spurred this title? So that's how I be thinking, like when I be coming up with the episode titles, it's like, or like I'm always like collecting stuff in my brain, like mental, if you say something crazy note. I'm like, okay, jot that down. Most of the time I forget and I'll just scroll through and try to find it. But like, even if it's not something we directly said, if I can come up with something witty that is like encompasses the like a crazy part of the conversation that you're gonna have to listen to find out.
Yeah,
I like those type of titles. I don't like just straight up like he put his big dick in me. Like I don't like a straight title like that. I really don't like that. But you know,
but
I like having.
But we're also very like witty thinkers. Like we don't think like we're not like XYZ thinkers. We're kind of like 1 A + BCT 1 = 1 million thinkers. So it's just like, whenever I like think of the title of the episode, I'm always like, I like when people have to search for why the fuck is the title this? Like, why the fuck are, like, what's going on? So I like it. I'm here for the madness. Hopefully y'all
and
are
too.
And
by the way, I don't want it to sound shady when I was like saying earlier, like, I didn't want to shout them out. No, I just, you know, people be weird. But I have no problem saying, those are my two favorite podcasts. Please don't interpret that no other type
also,
of way.
Also, it didn't. Well, for me, it didn't come off like that. But we also have to realize we're in the atmosphere of like, you can't really give people too much credit because then they're gonna be like, you dick ride, you stole blah blah blah. So you have to be like super like cautious about like the type of praise you give, kind of, because you don't want it to be like. We're fans. We're anybody that we mention on here. Like we mentioned Angela Yee, we mentioned The Reed, we mentioned hella other people. Like, we mentioned tons of podcasts. Like, those are the podcasts that we enjoy. So, you know, you guys might enjoy them too, so.
Yeah, I am ready to complain. I still don't have a title for this.
We're going to get one.
It's going to have to come to us how the episode titles do. It's just going to have to be totally random. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so I have a few things to complain about, not too much. We have a lot to talk about this week, so I'm going to try to make it quick.
While you start this, I'm going to go grab a popsicle.
First things first, Neo and your hat, please go to hell. Nobody wants to hear what you have to think, sir. Go sit down, Mr. Fedora, and don't even speak on the LGBTQ committee anyway. I hate when people just insert themselves into other people's business and then get mad at the backlash. Like, girl, you could have just not brought us up in your conversation. We weren't even thinking about you and your shiny head. Go to hell. Next.
Wait. Franklin the Turtle could have sat there and ate his fucking snacks instead of fucking talking. I'm so tired of these fucking niggas always got their fucking mouth. Like, they always want to fucking mention. Like, girl, we don't care if you gay. We don't even know you no more, girl. So Sick was 30 years ago. Give it up, Grandpa. Bald-headed.
And I will drag you to hell and back, but I still got a lot of Neo songs on my playlist. They getting played, okay?
But we calling you out today.
Okay. Next up, people who don't say thank you when I hold the door for them. This happens to me so often that I feel like I should start documenting it. It's like I'm being targeted by rude people. How dare you? I go out of my way and taking time out of my schedule, okay, to hold the door for you, and you don't even look me in the face. You don't say thank you. You don't nod your head. You don't do nothing. You know what you are gonna do? You're gonna go to hell for eternity, bitch.
Wait. You know my thing with that one is I don't like when people see me. I'm like, oh, bless you or whatever, and they don't say anything. I'm like, are you atheist? Like, what's going on? Why can't you say thank you back? Like, what's the, like, yeah.
Do you hate a not saying thank you, or do you hate a not bless you more?
Oh, not saying thank you. Like, I can deal with someone not saying bless you. I'm like, they might not believe in it. They might want me to die. They might want my heart to stop. I can't tell them what to say.
Why do we say that? I don't know.
We do some weird ass shit in America.
Next up on the list, I'm gonna move my other one up. First of all, let me just say Shipley's is nasty. Y'all love Shipley's down here in the South. I'm here to tell y'all that shit is ass. Ass-tastic, bombastic. Okay?
I don't even know. What's that?
It's a donut place, and they swear by them. Everybody swears they're so good. They're dry as fuck. How do you fuck up a glazed donut? The glazed donuts are the only donuts I eat. I don't eat nothing else but glazed.
Of course.
I might do grab a white glaze, but I don't do nothing else. I don't want nothing on the inside. I don't want too much on top. Just give me a glaze. There's no way you can have a nasty glazed donut. So for Shipley's to have one, you are definitely the worst donut shop in the country. So
is that like our Stan's donuts in Chicago, or what's that like similar to? Like, I don't know.
You know that donut?
Like the ghetto donut?
No, it's a place called Dat Donut. They got a couple locations. I guess Stan's would be the equivalent. I've never eaten from Stan's, to be honest.
Okay.
But it's definitely like a southern thing. It's in like Texas and like southern states. Florida, I think. I don't know. Shit is nasty. I want y'all to stop lying, okay? Nobody want no dry ass glaze.
Do you prefer cupcakes or donuts more? Because you eat cupcakes a lot too.
First of all, did you just call me fat? I don't even understand what just happened just now.
Sorry, Lizzo.
I hate you, fat Lizzo.
I hate you, fat Lizzo.
I do not be eating cupcakes all the time. I'm so flabbergasted by that statement.
Bitch, literally, if you go through your archive on your Instagram story, it's literally it's you picking up you. It's literally you saying, it's not my birthday, but here's a cupcake. Literally.
Like, okay, so let's get into the cupcakes real quick. So since I've been here, like when I was in Chicago, I used to just go to Walmart and get like a 12-pack of cupcakes, and I would eat them bitches all in one night.
Smashing.
Vanilla only, okay?
There you go.
When I moved down here, I used to get cupcakes I also do like cake and ice cream frequently. Not frequently, but like at least like once every a month or like once every 2 months. I like me some cake and ice cream. Birthday cake and ice cream. I don't want no nothing. I just want a plain yellow cake with white frosting. Okay. So I do that, but with the cupcakes, Kroger got these really, they probably the best cupcakes in a grocery store. Delicious, and they big. They like big birthday cupcakes, like the size of my hand.
Fat ass. You like buttercream? Or what type of frosting, like whipped or buttercream?
I think I like whipped, but I also really don't care. I don't know which one is sweeter.
Buttercream is usually sweeter, and it's usually like smoother. Like it has a smoother, smoother texture, and it's like you kind of like can literally see, like with buttercream, you kind of can literally see the like design and shit like that. I love cupcake. I'm a cupcake guy. Like when I was younger, I used to always take cupcakes to school.
Yeah, or I'll go to HEB and get me a whole slice of cake and give me some ice cream. I got some ice cream in there now. I really don't like to eat my ice cream without cake. Like if I have a taste for ice cream, I have to buy cake.
Really? You was an auntie coded as fuck. Like, that's some auntie-ass shit.
This is going to go into one of our topics later, but I'm going to say this now. I'm not paying $40 to get in nobody's club. I don't like going to the club. There's no way in hell I will ever pay $40 to get in a club. If I pay $40 to be in a club, Nicki Minaj got to be in there.
I knew he was about to say that. I knew it.
That's the only way. I'm not even doing it for Beyonce. I'm not doing it for nobody else but Nicki. She's the only person that would get that $40. Because first of all, why is Beyonce in a club? Nicki still be doing her club shit sometimes. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, I just went off track. All I'm saying is, bitch, you will die, be born again, die again, and be born again. Probably pay $40 to get into your club, okay? I don't want to be there. If I want to pay $40 to go somewhere, I would go pay $40 to, you know, to take a pottery class or, you know, a sip and paint. Or a museum, a place I would like to be. So right. Y'all can pay $40 to get in clubs, and you know, it's a waste of money.
You're not trying to pay $40 to see Thunder Girl perform two songs.
$40.
$40.
No, and that's no shade because it was a friend's birthday. Am I wrong for not going?
No. Because if that's not really your vibe, you're spending money for nothing, honestly. And then you could also be like, well, girl, I'll take you out later or some shit. Like,
but check this out. I pulled up because I was going to, I didn't want to go, but I was like, it's his birthday. I don't want to just be like, you know, so I decided to go. Pull up, it's a crowd. I'm like, okay, let me find somewhere to park. Can't park nowhere. The crackheads is on the loose. Because mind you, this is like downtown. This is like the edge of downtown. Mm-hmm. Downtown Houston, crackheads, okay? So I'm not leaving my car on the street, so now I got to pay $10 for parking.
Are y'all
crackheads? Now we at $50.
Nice. Y'all got nice crackheads or aggressive crackheads out there?
This bitch was pacing next. As soon as I pulled over, this bitch was pacing back and forth to my car. Every time she thought I was about to get out, she would go and hide. And then when I wasn't, she would come back out. And I'm like, girl, is you trying to like, are you like, what they call it? Like,
a trickster? A prankster?
I thought the bitch was sizing me up, basically. So I'm like, I'm not parking my car on the street. So now we at $50. I didn't even know it was going to be a $40 entry until I text my friend, like, y'all here? And he was like, yeah, but they let him. Like, I sped off, okay? Just like that clip of NeNe when she said, I put my head, my eyes, and my purse and drove my car blind. That's what I did. Yeah. I got home so fast, and I was so happy.
I don't like that clubs charge guys more than girls. I feel like it should be like equal paying. Like there's no reason girls should be paying $2 and I gotta pay $102. That don't make sense. Everybody should be equal playing field. We all come in here. Girls probably don't have to spend money because you know that good. But I just don't think that's fair.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. And if you want to chance it on YouTube, you can do that as well.
Okay. It's been a lot going on that YouTube page. Okay, so I've cleared it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say I'm Ken Lush.
Oh, I'm Blackberry. I don't know if I said that or not. What's up? Y'all know who... Look at the description. Shit.
Yeah, it's down there too. But the YouTube page, for whatever reason, every time I save it lately, like, it plays back properly. But for whatever reason, once it gets to that YouTube, it goes downhill. So the last two episodes, we appreciate y'all for listening. Because that last one before this one, for the most current one that we have up, I think that was 113. So 112 was like... It got hella views, and I'm just like, y'all watching a pause program basically damn near. You're like when back in the day we used to look through the static to see the dicks in the ass and shit like that. Like,
well, I don't know nothing about that. I was in church my whole life.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Okay. Be lying. Let's get into these topics. The first one I kind of really want to get into, and this was kind of like breaking off on my little complaint section, birthday dinners. But it's so funny that this happened at the same time where this clip of Sheree's boyfriend, I guess, not paying for all of her friends at her dinner. So first I wanted to know, how do you feel about dinners and birthday dinners in general? And then how do you feel about somebody's man, you know, paying or not paying?
I'd rather not go to nobody fucking birthday dinner. Too many people.
Say it louder. Say it again.
Leave me the... Don't send me no invite. Like, well, you can send me the invite, because if you don't invite me, we're going to have another problem. Just know I'm not going to probably come. I just don't enjoy that kind of shit, because, first of all, more than likely, if I go somewhere, I didn't look at the menu before I go. I know exactly what I'm getting. I know exactly what I'm about to spend. I know what drink I'm getting. I know how many I'm going to get. Like I like to have all that shit together before I go to a restaurant, because I hate stuttering in front of, like, the waiter, or, like, asking them, like, how you, like, no, let's get to the point. So, more than likely, if we go, I'm getting buffalo wings, fries, and, like, two margaritas or some shit like that. That's gonna run me, like, $25. Now, Susie Q, you over there, you want the lobster, and you want the fucking, like, you want the lemon drops and all that shit. Bitch, you pay $120. I'm not paying your bill. I am not your nigga. So, that leaves me to say, if you go somewhere and you can't pay your shit, it should not be nobody's requirement to handle the bill for you. My man, your sister friend, whatever. It should not be that. But Martell is a fucking bum ass nigga anyway. And so, like, him coming out trying to, like, I will, if I was Martell, I would want to pay the dinner to show everybody I'm not a bum ass nigga. Because, like, that's just showing that you got it. And then you out with, like, bitches, and, like, you out with, like, that's, like, impressive. Like, I, like, if I'm out with my nigga, he already know he ain't got to handle shit like that at all. But if he want to flex it and be like, hey, okay, like, I'll handle the shit, he can handle it. But, yeah, I just think it's kind of like, it shouldn't be a requirement. Like, everybody should pay for their own fucking meal. And don't, like, and him being like, cash, like, this is where I got the issue at. He a bum, weird ass nigga. Because either you going to pay for it or you not. Why are you telling people cash after you money? That's weird. Like, that's weird. I'm not giving you my Cash App, so when your phone get hacked, they can get my information and hack my Cash App too? Not on my lifetime. Not happening today. And so I just don't like all this shit. It's too much. Too much.
There must be more about this Martell guy than I know, because I don't even know that whole situation. I just found it. First of all, I don't want to do no birthday shenanigans. I honestly don't. I would rather not.
Yeah. Why?
Because it's so pretentious. It is so pretentious. The last time I had a birthday dinner, you were there. We had it at Weber Grill. It was you, my other best friend, and he who shall not be named. And that was the last time I ever had a birthday dinner. And
It wasn't bad.
It was a fun time. It was a fun time. There's a fly in here about to get you about to get beat up, bitch, as soon as I get off the mic. It was a fun time, but, like, the very next year, I did have go to, like, a birthday brunch. I'm okay with it if it's me and my close friends, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we was just all happened to, like, you know, let's just go get something to eat. Like, I'm cool with that. Because, first of all, I'm not expecting y'all to pay for me. I know they say y'all have to pay for the birthday person. I don't personally believe in that.
It's nice, but ain't nobody really doing that shit. We ain't rich.
Like, I'll chip in if I'm a part of that on accident, but I would never volunteer to do that. I don't know. It's just, I don't like being paid attention to on my birthday. It just feels like too much. Like, I just want to enjoy being alive. I don't really want to be bombarded with love and affection. That's too much. So, but on this guy and Sheree, I feel like this. If what was they celebrating? What was they celebrating?
Her birthday, I think.
Oh, so, okay, it was a birthday dinner. Okay, okay. Let's say it's my birthday, and I have a man. And my man wanted me and my friends to all be together with us on my birthday. Why would you show up somewhere expecting my man to pay for you? I just don't understand. That's where would the weird logic in that be coming from? Why would you show up anywhere and not be expecting to pay for your own food? If you're a professional freeloader, you need to say that.
Shit. So I think it's a lot of them out there. That's a real fucking thing. Stupid
and act like they don't know math when the bill come around. You know what you ordered, bitch. The numbers was right next to the item. You know. Stop fucking playing with me. So why is my man paying for your dinner, especially when you with your man? Your man should be paying for you. Why is you even talking to me about what my man doing with his check?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like in our reality of our world, I feel like celebrities and reality TV got a lot of people brains fried to what real life is. We like. Unless you're going out with the scammers and the ballers and the shark collars and all that shit, then that makes sense. But it's like, everybody ain't like that. Like, some people, like, everybody, like, some people live in check to check. Some people just have to pay their rent. Some people got to pay bills. And they coming out to celebrate something with you. Why should I, like, I'm not, like, just let me take care of myself. I'm out celebrating you. Everything else is just extra at that point. Like, no.
Yeah, I think it's weird. And I think it's weird that anybody would ever complain about that. I just think it's so dumb.
One of the other ladies on the show, she was like, her, and I know this for a fact, she was just like, her man would have fucking just paid for it. And I feel like a lot of other men would have just paid for it. I feel like the issue with this situation came in is the fact that he's going around the table asking for people's cash out. Like,
So he was like panhandling.
Yes, literally. Like, and it's alleged she ain't got no money anyway. So, like, I'm not about to send you my.
Okay, now I see what's going on here.
Yeah, now I'm not sending you my cash app, nigga. You either like no, like that's weird. Like no, that's too much. Like that's a lot. Like that's a lot.
Well, how the bill gonna get paid for if they not split doing separate checks?
That's the other thing
right now.
A lot of places don't be trying to do separate checks if your party over like three, and it's just like, bitch, now come on, work with me.
But people say like you can like do your tab at the bar.
Oh really?
That's what people say. Now when I went out with some friends to do karaoke, and we had to have a minimum for the whole bill, but like they were telling us like that if you go to the bar, that's not gonna be a part of this bill. I'm like, okay, y'all are scamming.
Yeah, it's a lot. And then I don't know if it was a TikTok or a Twitter or something. Somebody was like, what they do is they stop by the waiter like near the end and pay for their food before the bill actually goes out. I'm like, that's low key smart as fuck because I have a problem. Like, I get really anxious in situations like that. Like, it's something about looking tacky or looking like you don't have it together out in public that literally grinds my gears. Like, that is the one thing. Like, I do not give a fuck. Like, I don't care about anything. If you're in public, you snap it up, bitch. I don't care if, like, your life is falling the fucking apart, bitch. You better frown with intent. Walk like a fucking supermodel. Like, I don't do, like, confusion when I'm out in public. It makes me anxious.
Well, that's that on that. Next, I wanted to talk about this post that I seen on Instagram from this guy I follow, Brahim. Shout out to Brahim. He posted, let me actually read what the actual post says.
Man, I wish when you read stuff, you had glasses you could put on. I feel like that is
I really so need glasses, and I need to get them before Renaissance so I'm not squinting at the stage, you know? Because I did that at Rihanna concert.
Oh, I prefer not to go to concerts if I can't be like, I need to be like up close. Like, I need to experience it all. Like, I've never been to a concert and not been close enough to like throw a quarter on stage. So I like to keep to that. But Beyonce tickets are crazy. She's here next week too. So I was thinking about it. I'm just like,
I want to be, because I've seen the way her stage is set up, I don't want to be so up close that I'm doing this to the stage, because I also want to see the stage. I would like to be in section like at least 100. That's like right behind Club Renaissance. I feel like
I like risers.
The risers, because I also don't want to be looking over people's heads, you know, people holding up signs and shit. No, you're blocking my way now. I got to fight you.
Hey. And if I go to this Vegas show, make sure y'all leave y'all church lady hats at home. I ain't jumping around nobody's head. Somebody was at the Renaissance concert with a church outfit on. I ain't looking around your tinsel and your tool.
First of all, it's too hot.
First, it's 112 out here today. We ain't trying to... Why you got that on your head? I know you sweating, nigga. Like, take that shit off.
I'm, like, planning my outfit. I'm like, I need to, like, maybe incorporate shorts because it's, like, hot outside. And then, well, it's going to be September. It might cool off a little bit, but, like...
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't know. Yeah, for real. I don't know.
But he asked, do you think people force compatibility with the people they find attractive? And I wanted to know your thoughts on that because I have a few.
Okay, so for whatever reason, I didn't read this before. Like, I like looked through the notes and everything, whatnot, but I didn't like read this. And I think 100% yes, because okay, so I was thinking about this week. So it's just funny that this is the topic, but it's just like there's been situations where I know things are just red flags, and it's just not going to work. But I'm attracted to the person that is just like. I ignore it. You're just like, it'll figure itself out. And that'd be the shit that never figures, that like the shit you think is going to figure itself out never fucking figures itself out. It never does. And so it's just like, you're just like, okay, what, like, what? And so, yeah, I know I personally can. I try not to, but I know I can.
I have definitely looked back on situations and been like, you really only wanted him because he was cute. Like, there was nothing else redeemable about this person. Y'all wasn't really, like, yeah, the chemistry wasn't really, like, it was just like, okay, we like each other. But most of it was because you're cute and, like, I want to, like, make this work because we're cute together. Yeah. It was less about, like, oh, I actually like the way you treat me, or, you know, oh, I actually don't have, like, anxiety about dating you. Oh, I just think you're cute.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I always I'm just not, like, I know I say this like a million times. Like, I'm just not in the headspace to date, really. Like, I'm just not. And so it's just like every time, like, I'm choosing to be around somebody or having someone in my space, it's like I just enjoy your energy right now. I just want to enjoy, like, your presence. I'm not trying to, like I feel like in my past, like, thinking process, I feel like I tried to force a relationship into my life because I was very accustomed to that's what I'm supposed to do and that's what I'm supposed to be like. So now I'm just so tired of forcing everything with everyone about anything, like everything, anywhere, all at once. Like, I'm just not trying it. So I have to look at that differently.
I've always known this, like, If I'm really not focused on somebody's looks, like, I don't even think about it. Like, you know how you see somebody and they're like, let's say somebody is like what they call unconventionally attractive, and we all can like picture in me. That's
okay.
Take your words out of my head. I don't know if I would put you in that category. I definitely put myself in that category of, like, you know, you.
But cute, you are so fine. You are so fine. Girl, you are so fine, though.
Next, we are.
Oh my god!
Next.
Oh my god! You are, bitch. I don't hang around ugly bitches. That's the thing. And I'm going to say that loud.
Me neither. And like, that's my point. Like, I feel like I'm probably the person that people look at, though, as like the, yeah, you know, I always get like the funny. I feel like I'm the funny one. And then I'm more attractive because I'm funny. You know, I'm one of them.
No. I don't think your humor leads your attractiveness. I think you're attractive while you're humorous. Like, I just think you're funny. But I think you're fine, though. So it's just like, oh, he's fine and he's funny. It's two things. If y'all see the visual, if the visual worked this week, he's literally dying on screen. But it's the truth, though. It's literally the truth.
Well, thank you. So here's your reminder to go get your eyes checked, bitch. Such a bitch. I've definitely like realized that like I really don't care how somebody looks. Like, how do I feel when I'm with you? I do think of two specific people who I've dated just because I was like, yeah, he fine. I feel like I should be with him because he fine.
That is so mature. I would love to get to that point where I'm not looking at somebody like, oh my God, this is going to sound so bad. They're going to drag me for this in the future. But I feel like...
It's the hand for me.
I feel like I want to, like... I'm really into looks. I'm really into aesthetic. And I've been thinking about this week, too. It's just like, okay, so if, like, you find a guy and y'all vibing and y'all connecting and all that stuff and he's not attractive, would you let him smash? And I'm like, I don't think I would. Because I don't, like, I just don't think I, like, I don't try to particularly hang around guys in that manner that I wouldn't have sex with. Like, if your friend, you're my friend. If we're talking, you're checking boxes, and attractiveness is one of those boxes enough to where we get to the point to smash. So I'm just not mature enough.
First, well, we all know attractiveness is subjective. So basically what you're saying, whatever your version of unattractive is, you wouldn't even dare.
Yes, because even like I'm thrown off by my thing is I love big noses. If you have a big nose, oh, if you have big ears, oh, if you got big lips, like, it's stuff like that I really just be looking for. And so if you got the right pair of those, I could be a little wonky, but you'll still be fine to, like, a little wonky. I say a little. Like, you know, like, that person you look at and you like, okay. But then you look at them from a different angle, you're like, that eye off.
You ever see somebody who eyes kind of, like, go in a little bit? Like, they kind of, like, this is no shade to the person I'm about to name, but like Tootsie, you know how Tootsie eyes is like, they don't really go straight.
Oh my, you know? He is so fine to me.
He a little so cross eyed and it's so cute.
That's what I'm talking about. Like it's stuff like that. I'd be like, I'm here for it. Like it makes.
But
sense.
I can't.
Like,
I can't do a cock now. A cock is a little crazy for me.
I didn't mean cockeyed. I meant just like
a Biggie cock. Like, imagine if your nigga was cockeyed like Biggie.
I don't know how fake did. See, that's stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know how fake did it. Like I wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to. Like, that's crazy.
Biggie catching strays right now is crazy.
Not only is you eating this man ass, he cross eyed too. So is it like this? Like, is she good at it? I know it fixed itself out. Like, I can only imagine. Like.
Sidebar, speaking of eating ass, that lady from Orange is the New Black. I didn't even watch the whole video because I could not get past, and I eat his ass every day, and I like it. I was just like, okay.
No, but that is seriously a mood. Like, I feel her. Like, as a predominant bottom, I really enjoy eating ass. I ate this nigga's ass over the weekend. And it was just so perfect. It was just perfect. We were outside, like, on his patio or whatever. And he kept hinting that he wanted me to eat it or whatever. But I was sucking his dick first. And then he got up. He had his socks off and everything. It was so fucking hot. I've never done anything like this before in my life. That's why my fucking knee scraped up. Y'all see this bruise? But, so he turned around. I'm eating his ass. And he just starts moaning. And I'm just like, this is what life is about. This is why she's in that car proclaiming her love of eating ass, because that makes America. If America ate more ass, everyone would be happier. There's no way.
Is she like, okay,
Hell no, she a crackhead, but she still love eating ass, so I'm okay with her.
I don't want to like assume that she's like on something because I didn't, but I learned that her character on the show was a meth head. So like, was it method acting?
Oh, I like that, method acting.
I don't know, because it seemed like she wasn't sober. So, but I felt her pain. Like, I've been eating your ass, and you had a wife this whole time.
Okay, and I love a way to buy you a boat. That would probably get your ass on.
Could you imagine if she had bought that boat, bitch?
Not only did you eat his ass.
My God. What trainer say? Who let you hit it from the back any way that you like? Any debt? I could pay the price. I thought it was a chick you would make your wife. Now, bitch can't even stay the night? Oh, my God.
Like that's crazy. Like, have you ever ate an ass so good you was ready to go buy a boat for it?
I'm going to be honest. I can't remember the last time I ate ass. I haven't gotten no action in Houston. Contrary to popular belief, you know, I get my back cracked here and there. I've been cracked. I can count on my hands how many times I've been cracked since I've been in Houston. That's how few it's been. So wow. I haven't eaten ass. It was probably like, because remember I met that boy that I said I fell in love with, like love at first sight?
I ate his
ass the first night I met him. So, but I don't remember when that was. That was like a year ago, maybe? Year and a half ago?
That was almost a year ago. Because I remember you went to the pool.
Not too much. But yeah, it was a fun time.
I mean later, we on FaceTime. We was on FaceTime right while you was in the pool. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in my pool at my home. Yes, exactly.
Yes, at your house. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not clearing it up. I'm just adding context. I know how it sounds.
I don't even know how we got there, but yeah. Sometimes the compatibility we do be getting forced, and now I know going forward, not doing that.
I've been thinking like this lately. I'm like, maybe I'd be like so into people like that, like, you know, you meet somebody and you're like, fuck, I really, really fucking like you. But I'm like, now I'm starting to think like, do I like them because I really like them, or do I like them because they're just very few people that I've met that have checked off 30 things that I like?
Do I like the idea of him? Do I like the fact that he came into my life at this time? Do I like the idea of us being happy together?
Right.
Do I know his middle name? While I got all this.
No. Middle. Yeah. And so it's just like,
I've definitely like, dated niggas and like not known their whole names.
I've dated niggas and I feel like there's only been one nigga I've dated that I didn't learn their name till probably like 6 years after we dated. And I was just like, okay, great. I've only known like a figment of my imagination of who you are. Everyone else, I feel like I've met their parents. I know their parents' full name. I know like where they grew up at. I've visited their hoods. Like, I've just been very like a proper boyfriend. So I've always known everything. But that one ex, I was just like, nigga, I would never thought that was your name. Ever.
Now, let's say your friend is dating and your friend and their man, they're like going through it and stuff like that. They're kind of like on the rocks. Would you tell your friend, or how would you tell your friend, if you would tell your friend, that her man is trying to get with you?
Oh, I was hoping the question was,
you ain't know what that was going
with someone else. But I don't like it. Yeah, no, I don't like it on me. First of all, I have a very strict rule, and it's just like an unspoken rule, like for my life. If you talk to me first, like, let's say, like, I meet a guy and he starts talking to me, and, mm-hmm. like, at any point of time after that, I see him talking to, like, you or, like, any of my other best, like any guy friend that he knows I'm close with or, like, cool with, he's done. Like, he can never come back from that. Like, that is, like, my Achilles heel. Like, I don't play that. I don't like that. Like, I don't deal with that. Like, I just feel like there's something shady about a guy liking you and then going and talking to, like, somebody you're super close with. Like, what the... There's a million other fucking people in the world. Why did you move on to, like, or try to move on, or, like, trying to pursue somebody, like, that in that close proximity to me? You know? I just think it's weird. So I would definitely tell him. And I would tell him immediately. Because I don't want no bullshit. Because that's how we come back. Because the gays love to twist something. Because the minute you open it, you accept that fucking message request. Somehow now you just slid in his inbox. And now you just send him a whole picture. And it's just like, no, how did we get here?
That's kind of what's happening to Sierra, which is where I got this topic from. Apparently, Safari tried to like get with her behind Erica's back, and once she told Erica, now like everybody's thinking that, oh, Sierra must have been entertaining him for him to even say that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, me personally, it would make me think that might happen. I'm gonna tell, but I'm gonna be like, bitch, now dupe this information with what you will. I'm just letting you know because I don't want this nigga, but he in my inbox. Okay.
See, and I feel like I'm the friend that everyone would be so wary of telling some type of that information to because they don't know how I will fucking react. And I was thinking about this while I was in the shower. I was just like, you know what? have I grown or have I just removed myself from the environments that have caused me to like experience or showcase certain aspects of myself that I thought I've outgrown? You know? And so it's just like, I'm just like, I don't know. But I get it. Please don't tell me. I mean, please do tell me. But just know that I'm probably going to go the fuck off.
Why, like you said, like, why would you even go behind my back and try to do that? Like, what would be the reason for that? Like, what are you trying to achieve here? Are you mad at me? Are you trying to get revenge? Is that what you're trying to do? Like, bitch, what's going on?
It's so weird. And I feel like niggas are so vindictive. Like, if you catch the right type of nigga, or the wrong type of nigga in this case, like, they do shit like that just to cause you, like, to irritate you and get under your skin. It's just like, bruh, like, go to hell. Like, niggas are some of the worst inventions ever made. Like whoever decided that niggas should think how they fucking think. Like, I mean, God, I know it's you, but I mean, whoever's adjacent to you.
Whoever you gave this task to, they fucked that up in the system.
Yeah, they didn't do it right. I think it's a glitch in the system. So I'm just over everything. I want everyone to just leave me alone.
But what if you did something wrong to him and it was for revenge? How far is too far for revenge?
Here we go. I feel like in the instance of the
By the way, I'm just interrupting you for a minute just to mention on air, so this is recorded in history. I think I'm allergic to alcohol. Like, whenever I drink, like, my throat closes up with every gulp. I also think I'm allergic to, like, pineapple juice and, like, I actually think I'm allergic to lemonade. I'm literally, like, forcing the drink down. And I'm still drinking it, though, because it's good. But it's, like, I'm having an allergic reaction. I think I can't.
So, does it be feeling like your throat's got, like, knives in it? Like if you drink, like...
No, it just feels, like, tight. Oh, and God, I have to force it down a little bit.
Maybe just like stick like a dildo in there instead of your ass. Maybe it'll open back up.
All right, this just took a turn. Back to revenge, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that video, is this video of this guy who basically like he was talking to a girl. The girl's friend came across his TikTok, and I guess he's being like super toxic and all that shit or whatever, blah blah blah, so forth and so on. Okay. And so she told her friend what she saw. The friend then went and told the guy like that she was talking to or dealing with or so forth and so on that she didn't want to deal with him based off the parts of him that she did not see or that she was not aware of. And so the guy then sent one of his best friends, you know, everybody got that fine friend in the group, whatever. He sent the fine friend in the group to fuck up, like to talk to the girl's friend. This is so confusing. But to talk to the girl's friend, mm-hmm. the one that messed up the relationship that he was talking to, whatever. He sent his friend to her. And so this is why.
Let's name these people. YouTube. Give these people names. Give them celebrity names. Okay, let's call the dude in the car. Let's call him Tyrese.
Lips.
And
Tyrese.
Let's call his friend, his homie who he hired. Let's call him. What should we call him?
Marcus.
And let's say the girl that broke up with Tyrese, let's say her name is Ashanti. And then let's say right, those Charlie are the Baltimore characters. So it's just Oh, oh, and that's called Ashanti's friend, Charlie Baltimore. Got it.
Okay. Okay, yes. Okay. Okay, so girlies. Okay. So now, after Ashanti don't want to deal with Tyrese no more because she saw the TikTok
that Charlie Baltimore showed her.
Yes, that Charlie Baltimore showed Ashanti Tyrese's Tyrese's TikTok. And so now Tyrese has sent, what was his name? Marcus. Tyrese has sent Marcus to fuck up Charlie Baltimore, like, life. Because Charlie Baltimore has a man. And so now Charlie Baltimore is entertaining Marcus in the midst of her having a man. And so, like, but she not dating him. They haven't done anything. They haven't fucked or anything. But you know how you entertain somebody. You text and so forth and so on, hanging. And then Tyrese was waiting for Marcus to get Charlie Baltimore to say that she, like, that she basically, like, would prefer Marcus over her own man. Okay. And so then, boom.
So Marcus showed her man and was like, this is what your girl been doing. And basically Tyrese set all this up, and Tyrese was like, I don't care, I'm being petty, and I know y'all gonna hate this, but I'm telling y'all anyway. And so a lot of people was angry with him, and you were very angry with him as well. And I was just like, this is, it's so bad, but it's actually genius. That was my thinking.
See, and I think angry is a strong word. I think I'm just very, like, I just, like, I always want some situation, like, how would I feel? First of all, I've never been in that situation because a bitch don't move like that. All the bitch gonna tell on me is me, bitch. You will never, ever, 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 ever get the chance, bitch. I went to school for public relations, bitch. I get in front of all stories. You will never get in front of a story in front of me, bitch. Okay? So, let me tell you that. And so, I will always, like, I would tell on myself. But it's just the fact of, like, you have too much time on your hand to literally orchestrate a whole villain origin story. Like, what is the purpose, Thanos? You're literally trying to, like, end the world. Like, it just, Thanos. It's just, like, it's just too much. It's too much power. And I feel like it's just, like, niggas like him are the type of niggas that, like, you avoid. Like, it's so, like there's a such thing as, like, you being is toxic. A boy. Yes. Like, oh, like, I hate him. And so it's just like, I felt like it was just too much. It was just too much. Like, no. Like, it's bitch shit. Like, I hate when niggas do bitch shit. Like, that's so sassy.
I thought it was a terrible thing to do, but I also was like, well, why aren't we blaming Charlie Baltimore for sleeping around on her man? Why are we so quick to be, like, we can be upset with Tyrese and Charlie.
Yeah.
I just feel like, yes, it was extreme for him to do. It was, like, totally unnecessary. But also, if this was, like, a TV script, like, that would be so amazing.
It would as a TV script, but it's still in real life, allegedly. But Tyrese also literally started the story by saying, I don't really care about Ashanti. I'm just like, is this whatever? She's just another girl. But then you literally went through this whole, like...
Right, that was corny to me, yeah.
Yeah, mastermind... Get back, I'm here to destroy the world type plan, 007, evil villain type level shit. Over a bitch you said you don't care. This is the wildest shit ever. Over a bitch you said you don't give a fuck about. Y'all, the YouTube is just like a mess. Like, it's just so much. People are weird.
I agree. Weird. I agree that it was unnecessary, especially if it's a girl that you said you didn't like. But that makes it even more villainous that you did it anyway. And that's what I like about it. I just want to appreciate the art of the pettiness.
Yeah, like if I literally had the time and literally was just like didn't think about like karma or anything, the amount of time I spent orchestrating ideas on how to like destroy things, like it would be a book. It would be a manual. But I just, like, I don't have the, like, I'm not that type of person, really, to go out and seek that deep of revenge.
Yeah.
You know, like, Viola Davis, like, when she come home after a long day.
When she take her wig off.
Yes.
And she be looking in the mirror like this.
Yes, that.
I got inches, boo, okay? Inches. A few.
They're definitely there.
inches nonetheless, you know, rocking them to the back, looking like Kyle from Living Single. That's okay. Because, you know.
So. I love Maxine. I'm here for it.
Speaking of revenge and being petty, I just wanted to talk about Keke Palmer. Is that not crazy? Okay, now, if your man did some shit like that to you, would you be mad? Because I'm trying to be on both sides. I'm trying to be partial here.
I don't know. Because honestly, I'm just like, I just don't get it. I'm just like, you're mad that she was like dressed like however. And then so like you go online and blast her, not like knowing that you're dating fucking Keke Palmer, weirdo. And he already has a new girlfriend anyway. And so I'm just like,
he does.
Yeah, allegedly. And so I'm just like, I'm just like, so what, like, it was just too much. And either you were looking for a reason to go off on her about something and you found it. And so her being in that video, I'm just like, girl, Keke always got a job, so.
I just thought it was funny. I just feel like he definitely jumped out the window and then he didn't realize that Keke wasn't jumping with him. And if I was him, I would be pissed off that she was doing this video. I'm just saying. I'm looking both sides. I'd be like, girl... Yeah, if I was him and I'm in his shoes and the situation happened the way it happened, I'd be mad because clearly, you know, he was a different person. Then she'd be bigging him up in every interview. Soon she'd be nice to niggas, they want to do you dirty.
Because
he didn't even have to bring their business to Twitter like that. That's the problem for me.
Would that be a deal breaker for you?
Oh, it would definitely be a strike on the record for sure. Like, I'm not going to break up with you if no shit like that, but if I realize that you're a social media bitch, we're not even... We won't past the talking phase if I find out that you're one of those social media people.
I am so shook by that not being a deal breaker of all deal breakers for you, because you're such a, like, private person that I can't imagine, like, someone being, like that, like, you're out and about with or, like, people know what you're dealing with, like, get online and, like, talking shit about you, and you being like...
Yeah. I mean, if we're already together and he did that, no, that would not be a deal breaker. That would just be a really strong conversation. Like, let's not do that again. But if I'm going to be able to tell in the dating, talking phase, whatever you want to call it, if you're one of those social media people, like, if you 100. Feel like you have to be posted for our relationship to be valid... Immediately, no, because I don't post.
Oh, okay, I was wondering.
I post
like,
my family. Okay, I just like it's you know, just, that's not no, that's just mine. You know what I'm saying? We got the pictures in our phone. Like we can post them if we want, but like, what's the hubbub about posting? I'm not saying I would never post a nigga, but I'm saying I might not ever.
So, I kind of want to Wizard Kelly my nigga until I just like I feel like I really love him.
That is lame to me. I hate that.
I like it. I feel like people always like people hate not knowing. People hate not getting all your business at once. Like, why do I have to show everything at once? Why can't I just reveal? And also, we like for me personally, you know, I had a very public last relationship, very very fucking public, and so it just like see this is why your throat's closing up. I kind of don't want to do it again. It's just like. I kind of want to handle, like, literally everything fucking different in my next relationship. And so it's just, like, I kind of, like, I don't, I feel like, it's weird. Like, sometimes, like, you know, like, if you scroll, like, on your Instagram, like, inbox, whatever, it'll randomly come to, like, old messages from, like, 163 weeks ago. You can, like, I don't know if mine just glitches and does that, but it happens. And so, like, I'll randomly click, like, oh, I don't remember ever talking to this person. It'll just be, like, a picture of me and my ex. I'm just like, oh, hell no, bitch. Let me get the fuck back out of here. So I was just like, I don't want to do that. And it was like people commented on it. I'm just like, no.
I just can't do the social media thing. I feel like a lot of people do that for social media. It's not even just, oh, look at this nice thing that I'm dating. It's like, I'm so happy and I'm so want to share this with you. And I just love my man. But I don't like, I would prefer that over you cropping your nigga head out or putting emojis on his face over every picture. Because just don't post the picture, bitch. Just don't post the picture. Either post that nigga or don't post them.
Why can't post my nigga? I won't post my nigga. Why gotta post my nigga?
Because why are you playing these games, bitch? This is not, we really don't care that much.
Then let me post it with an emoji over his face. You don't care that much.
It's dumb.
Exactly.
I don't really care.
Exactly.
That much,
exactly.
It's dumb.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'ma still think it's dumb. The only time I ever liked that was that one picture when Nikki was shooting a looking ass video. And she cropped Safari head out, but we knew it was him holding her. I was like, that is so ill. That's because their relationship was a secret. So any little piece of information we got about them was like, oh my gosh, this is everything. And then, so he turns out to be a fucking bum. So there's that.
Well, yeah, always. And then he's Jamaican. And so, like, I just really feel like...
Jamaicans catching strays too? Oh my goodness.
You know how them niggas are. But I don't know. I just like... Like, I kind of, like, I really have this vision for, like, how... Wait, what? Did I say something wrong? Everyone knows.
Jamaican the Jamaican gays like, are never listening to the next episode. They're done. They
oh, my God. Jamaican niggas know how they move. They know. I don't got time. They know. I don't even got to explain it. You know. If you ever dated a Jamaican, you know.
Smooth. I never dated a Jamaican, but I kissed a Jamaican. Ooh, he's so fine.
I love kissing. I feel like kissing.
I kissed a Jamaican in Miami in a club. It was just like everything.
What? Wait, you said a Miami club?
It was in Miami, yep.
Oh, that's how you got a real
Jamaican. I wish I had fucked him. You know what I'm saying? His dick is huge. I'm missing out.
You didn't keep... Was it just like a random club hookup or what happened?
No, we still follow each other. Hi, if you ever see this.
Oh, that's cute. Y'all should revisit because you... You ain't a little girl no more.
I ain't no twink no more now. It's a little more pushing for the cushion back there, okay?
I like
you get up in
there,
you ain't gonna wanna come up out of it, okay? Just letting you know.
Okay, that shit tastier than Jamaican beef patty, okay?
Jamaican beef patty is crazy.
I
have a confession. Speaking of Jamaicans, there's no correlation. Kind of, sort of, though. So it's not really shocking as a confession, but I just want to let everybody know that I've been watching a lot of straight gangbang porn, and I am hardly containing myself. You know, every time I watch one, I'm like, ooh, don't nut, because you want to find another one, and I want to keep going and keep finding more and adding them to my favorite so I can never go back to them again. But, yeah, I like watching gangbang porn, specifically when they DP, either in the same hole or if they do the butt and the pussy at the same time. It's just so homoerotic. I love it, and I just get my rocks off.
I was going to say that. I really enjoy gangbang porn because it's something of, like, there's, like, something, like, forbidden about, like, two guys, like, fucking a bitch, and then the guy, like, sometimes, like, when the guy guides the other guy's dick in, or I really like when you're, like, encouraging the other guy to fuck her, or, like, they're like, shove it in her mouth, like, oh, did you hit it? It's not like you got it.
No, it's still bothering me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, like, when the guy's encouraging the other guy, or they're like, yeah, I like that shit. Or like when they accidentally spit on the other guy's dick and then he fucks the girl with it, I'm just like, oh, it's so hot.
I specifically like, well, first of all, I did see this one video and I cannot find it. I've been looking for it. These two dudes was fucking his girl. So it was a threesome, I guess. But, you know, they called it a gangbang. And one of the dude that was like fucking a girl in her vagina, he was, like, trying to give a pound or... No, he was trying to, like, shake up with the dude that was fucking her mouth. So he was, like, he had his arm out. And the dude was like, don't he leave me hanging, bro. I'm trying to, push you on, bro. It was some weird shit. I got to find the clip, but it was so hot. I nutted to that part, like, three times, like, in different occasions. Because it was
I like an Eiffel Tower.
And they held hands while they were, like, Eiffel Towering.
Oh, my God. I would have lost my shit. Can you imagine, like, you're fucking, like, two best friends or something, and they're, like, shaking up while they're fucking? That's such a slut move. Oh, that is so hot. I would die.
She's such a girl boss. I love her. I want to be her. But I also, like, there's this one video that I also cannot find. I think Rob Piper and Jack Slayer are in it, but I can't be certain. I think Rob Piper for sure in it. But anyway, they was eating this bitch pussy at the same time. It's rare to see two black dudes getting... that close to each other if they're quote unquote straight. So that sent me over the moon. And she was squirting all over their face and stuff. I'm like, this is so beautiful. I love it here.
If you could squirt, would you squirt?
I'm a squirter now. We've talked
about this. Well, I guess technically. But I don't know. I feel like that'd be awesome. Like, I don't know. I guess that doesn't make sense. I guess we do squirt. Oh, that's different.
I just be wondering, like, I don't be caring. I don't really know what squirt is. I just be wondering if it's real. Like, I wonder, like, what's the percentage of times that girls actually be squirting in these videos? Or
and not pissing.
What percentage of the time that they're just, like, producing?
You know? That's so interesting. Like, I don't know. I wasn't watching it, but it randomly popped up on my Twitter. I was scrolling, and then I see this video of this lady with her leg hanging out the window, and she's fingering herself, and she's squirting down that e-way.
So oh, I love her. She's light-skinned. She got the shortcut. And she be having her toes up in the steering wheel. I forgot her name. We talking about the same girl? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's my sister. No. But I love her videos. I've come to her videos as well. See, I'm not a homosexual. I told you.
Lately, I want to do more car shit. I want to get fucked in a car so bad. Like, lately, I've been having, like, a real inkling for, like, a good, like, car fuck, I guess. A car fuck.
I've been wanting to get my coochie scratched in any type of position. But that's why I have my toys out. Oh, and by the way, speaking of complaints, that I need to complain about this before we get out of here. I put in a request for my tub to be fixed on July 8th because it was draining slow, and I knew it was clogged with hair because before I had my locks, like, I was just always losing hair. Okay.
Yeah.
So I knew it was clogged up with hair. I knew I could have fixed it myself, but I also paid $1,200 in rent. So it's like, y'all are going to come do this because that's what I pay for. Never got addressed. 10 days later, July 18th, I go to the office. I say, hey, this hasn't been addressed. And she said, oh, I see it's been sitting here for over a week. I'm definitely going to, like, send this to maintenance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing happens. July 22nd, I put in another request and then I put it in all caps this time. My tub is clogged. I need this to get done. Why? 2 days ago, I come home. First of all, I got the email. And it pissed me off. It said, service complete. I said, what the fuck is y'all talking about? I get home. These motherfuckers, first of all, they left my bathroom light on. So y'all running up my light bill and y'all not doing y'all job. So I'm basically paying y'all more to do fucking less. Secondly, I had Fat Rabbit Killer sitting out on the tub because he was resting after a night of, you know, shenanigans. This is the second time they've come into my home with my toys out. The first time they came, and I posted about it, and it low-key went a little bit viral on TikTok. I had all three of them sitting out. So I had Hammer sitting out, or Thor was his name, whatever his name is. Hammer, I had Hammer sitting out. I had Fat Rabbit Killer sitting out, and I had Prince sitting out, and it was all in a triangle together on the tub, because I had used them all, okay? So I feel like at this point, they
bought them. That's insane.
They keep breaking into my house while I got my knickknacks hanging out, and I just don't think that's fair.
I know. I hope it was a person who got an Instagram. I hope they took a picture and posted it on their close friends. Because that is I don't know what I would think if I walked in. Like, I don't know.
You shouldn't walk into my house when you weren't invited, because I kept the house clean for like 2 weeks because I'm like, all right, they gonna come. They must just be busy. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. These motherfuckers ain't come. For fucking 16 days, I think. They didn't come until they came. It's been over a month. They didn't come until 2 days ago. And it was already fixed. Fuck y'all. Stop looking at my shit. But also, don't give a fuck, because you shouldn't be in my house uninvited in no way.
Making my friend look bad.
Before we get out of here, you guys thought it was a good idea to have us a music section. I think that's a good idea as well. So, you wanted to know, like, what I've been getting into?
Yeah.
Okay. I got into Janelle Monáe's album, The Age of Pleasure. Finally got into it. Phenomenal. phenomenal. That album is simply divine. I can't believe I'm this late to it. So that is what I'm interested in right now. Also, Looking for the Hoes by Sexy Red. Love that song. It's a total bop.
Oh, so good. So good.
I also took a gander at Chloe's album, and I am... Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Oh, okay. That could have went like a number of ways.
It was gonna go another way, but I'm not gonna say nothing bad about Chloe. I don't have nothing bad to say, except I'm gonna give it a couple more listens before I fully judge it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I feel that. I don't know.
Did you listen to it? Have you heard it?
No, she's not my type of artist, to be honest. I like artists with consistency, and she's not consistent enough in her sound for me. I don't need too much. I just need enough, and she doesn't give me enough. And so
that's my exact review of the album. It's just a lot of everything.
Too much. And yeah. I'm a quick listener. So I'll listen to an album once. I'll know, like, I'll pick my tracks I know I love. I'll listen to it again, go back through, make sure I'm second in my opinion. And after that, if nothing stand out, if I don't got like more than 4 songs from your album, I probably don't listen to your album. And so that's just how I listen to music. Like, even like I was thinking about it earlier when I was taking pictures. I'm like, even Renaissance, I feel like I probably have listened to Renaissance the least of everybody in the entire world. Like, I it's a good album. I enjoy
Beehive, it. Beehive, get him.
I'll send you his address too. That's just not how I consume music, really. I'm a popcorn listener. I like stuff when I like it, and then I'm going to the next thing, kind of. And so it's just like, it's very instant, very quick. Like, that's why I like shorter albums, because it's easier for me to digest and understand about what I like and what I don't like. Right now, I really like Lucky's album. I think it's called, what is it called? Where'd you go? Well, whatever is, oh. Sex, Money, Drugs? Yeah, Sex, Money, Drugs by Lucky. I really enjoy that. I really enjoy Sexy Red's project in its entirety. I'm really loving, of course, Ice Spice, like, re-release of her project. Love it. I love the album cover. I love the back cover. I think she should push Butterfly Cool, but I also feel like I really enjoy her Radar track on there, too. But other than that, I'm like, you know, I'm kind of like a music person. I listen to everything. I really also like, I like Travis Scott album, but I like only probably about like 5 songs from it. But I like it overall as an entirety, like, as a project. I'm really interested to see more visuals from it, though, because I like visuals, too. I'll watch a music video before I listen to a song, and then I'll watch the music video before I, like, listen to the album again, so.
Yeah. I definitely listen to a lot of everything as well. I always put my phone on shuffle, and I just let it go away. I do have my gym playlist. I do have a playlist that somebody gave me years ago, and I still use it, and they still be adding to it, so I'll still be jamming. I have like a smoking playlist. I have like a crying playlist. I have like a gospel inspirational playlist. I have like all of the oldies and dusties and blues and old 70s R&B. I have that playlist. That was actually my mom's playlist. So it has like over like 800 songs on it, so I just press shuffle on that. That's a good one. Speaking of my mama, I think she's been trying to communicate with me today, because I've been inadvertently like doing green things all day. I wore green pants to work. I had on green underwear. Not abnormal, okay? And then I came home.
Green shirt,
I
put right on this
green shirt. I used my green marker on the board. I bought a green lighter at Dollar Tree. When I bought the lighter, I was like, I've been doing a lot of green shit today. What happened? And then I get home and I put on the shirt and I was like, okay, I'm just going to take it as a message. And now I'm using a green straw.
Wow.
But I wasn't even thinking about like all of this green that I was consuming today until...
You know, I believe in shit like that. I believe in like nothing's a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. You need to talk to her. You need to have a quiet time and just meditate and open your energy to her.
Yeah, I can't. Ooh, the talking is weird. You know what I'm saying? I just, when I feel like I need to communicate with her, I will light a candle, And I sit it in front of her pictures. And that's our way of talking. Or she'll come to me in my dream and make me cry on the wake up. You know, sometimes shit like that happens. I don't know.
I don't know. You'll have your process. She probably trying to talk to you, boy. She probably proud of you.
It's getting gross. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope that you are able to enjoy it in visual form.
I'm going to fix it, guys. I'm working on it. I'll figure it out. Promise.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. We are going to be posting more clips, and I really want to get us a TikTok, but like our TikToks get deleted off my page all the time, so I don't know if that's really a good idea.
And make sure y'all send us like confessions too, because normally we ask ask us advice or whatever, but you can send confessions in too, because we always share our confessions with y'all, so. Share some with us. You know, you know the deal. We literally
confess every week stuff that's not even y'all business, but we make it y'all business.
Okay. You know, that's what happened in the cul-de-sac. We tell each other secrets, okay?
So you can send those to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. You can follow me, or you can send it to us on Instagram at boysnextdoorpod. You can send it to me at Blackberry on Instagram.
Or me at Ken Lush on Instagram, or _ Ken Lush on Twitter, because some of y'all use Twitter a lot too. So,
please share this podcast with your friends. Let's get this to 50,000 downloads. Let's go ahead and make that happen. Yeah,
we're almost there. Let's get it before the end of the year.
Yeah, that's about it for me. Bye.
Later, guys.